if I can maybe just explain how a child would end up at the orphanage with funding, was that, and I've come across, in fact, I have somewhere in my archive, I have various letters of congregations in churches whereby in their own little congregation of a church, maybe say in Banff or Aberdeenshire somewhere, a child ended up being parentless because of illness or death with their parents. And the congregation would write to the orphanage and ask if the orphanage would take this child. But the child would also come with a monetary unit, a cheque to start with, and then a subscription follow-up to maintain the upkeep of the child in the future, in the years to follow, and the years ahead. So that was quite innovative, and quite a few churches did that. I personally have some letters showing that and explaining that as a means of getting a child into the orphanage. We did, of course, have the unfortunate instances where a child would just simply be left at the orphanage front door with a note to sort of say to look after them, and they would just be, you know, this would most likely be a young mother who had fallen pregnant and didn't want anybody to know about the baby, or they'd been recommended to do this by their parents or whatever. It's difficult to understand that nowadays, but, you know, that did happen on a few occasions. Not regularly, but it did happen. And the orphanage would be faced with having to look after a child who knew, very seldom knew their name or where they came from or anything about them.
Was that something that was important to you amongst the kids, you know, how someone had come to the orphanage, or did it not really matter once you were all living there?
I think once the child became integrated with, you know, with the rest of their friends, let's say, in the orphanage, I don't think we stigmatised against them because of that. You know, we did have one or two black children, boys and girls, who arrived. We never had any difficulty. There wasn't, I think, amongst the children, there wasn't a class system as such. There may have been a class system going on in the outside world, but not as far as the children were concerned. The, you know, black children or disabled children, some children arrived to us, you know, that had permanent disabilities, and you know, they were just part of the team. They were just part of the children that were there, and we never really stigmatised against them. You know, we just got on with them, you know.